Hi, and welcome to another edition of It's All About Relationship. I'm David Novak, and this is episode number 66. Number 66. Titled today is God Has a Plan. Are you in? That's what we're going to talk about just a little bit. You know, sometimes, especially in the atmosphere that we're currently in, you know, with this pandemic, I should say, sometimes, you know, we look and we kind of wonder, you know, do you really have a plan, Lord? Because it seems like everything's falling apart. And you may be challenged in this area, you know, with your job, with your finances, with your health, or maybe you're not. Maybe you're one of the ones that are, you know, just doing just fine. But there's all ends of the spectrum, and whether you're challenged or whether you're not, but we're all challenged in some way, even if it's not, you know, necessarily in health or finances. Maybe it is, but we're all challenged because we're having to do things that we're not used to doing, you know? Excuse me, wearing a mask, social distancing, not hugging, not shaking hands, not being able to go out to dinner, not being able to go shopping, maybe not going to church, and that's a big thing right now, not being able to go to church. And hopefully by the time you hear this, or at least shortly thereafter, excuse me, we'll be able to go to church. Anyway, so God has a plan. Are you in? Okay, let me read a couple of scriptures here. Jeremiah 29:11. You're probably familiar with that. And if you're not, here it comes. One of my favorite ones. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope, future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:11. And now I'm going to link another verse into that. Hebrews 11:6, also one of my favorites. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Key phrase there, diligently seek him. Okay, so let's kind of put it all together. So what are we saying? God has a plan, and yes, I'm in, and I hope you'll join me. God knows what's going on. I don't believe with all my heart that he caused this pandemic to happen. I really don't believe that was from God. But Romans 8:28 says, "For I, you know, that he'll make all things work together for good to those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose," which you and I are, because we're God's, you know, we're God's kids, and we put the Lord first in our lives. So he can take any situation, he can turn it around for our good. Amen? And I heard you say amen out there. So, and that's how we have to look at this whole thing, that God's got our backs, that he loves us, that he has a plan, and he's going to cause us to rise above the circumstances that we're in. But we have to believe that he's got our backs. If we're constantly just looking you know, at the circumstances and not looking beyond, it's going to drag us down, and it's going to cause depression and depression and fear, panic, worry, worrying about everything. We have to believe that God loves us and that he's got our backs and that he's got a good plan. And I believe that right now during this time that God is using this epidemic or pandemic, even though I do not believe that he caused it. Absolutely, I don't believe that, because all good things come from God. I don't believe that he sent this or anything like that. And I know there are those out there right now that really think that God sent it. I don't believe that. That's just me personally, because I know that he loves us. But again, in the middle of this, we can draw closer to God. We have more time on our hands than we probably did before this whole thing started. I, for one, I've been, you know, I go to the park every day. I used to go to the gym all the time. Gyms are closed right now, but I'm going to the park and walking, you know, 4 or 5 miles every morning. And I spend most of that time, talking with the Lord, listening to teaching, listening to some worship music. And a lot of it's just, I don't listen to anything. I'm just talking to the Lord. But point being, bear with me here, that we can use this time, whether to be like what I was just talking about or, you know, anything else during the day that you can do to spend more time hanging out with the Lord and growing closer to Him. It's all about relationship, right? And that's what this podcast is all about. It's all about relationship, and it's a time to grow closer to the Lord and with others too. Hopefully, if you've got a family, you know, or loved ones, whatever, that you're actually, growing closer to them, whether it be personally in the same house or whether it be making phone calls that you haven't made lately, reaching out to people that you love and you miss. And it's just a different time, isn't it? But I believe God can make the absolute most out of this if we just, you know, pursue the Lord with all of our heart. And remember Hebrews 11:6, I just said, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For those that come to Him must believe that He is. So you believe that He is, right, that God exists. Of course you do. And that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. As long as we're continually, diligently, that means all the time, regularly, seeking Him, He is a rewarder to us. And we have to believe that. And I don't mean we, just you, I mean me, David Novak. You know, I got to believe that too. And I do. And we're challenged on a regular basis, and sometimes it's easy, you know, to believe these things, and sometimes it's way more of a challenge, especially if we're concerned that, you know, we're not going to have, you know, money to buy food or whatever it is. But God is faithful. He is just. He's not going to let His servants starve. He's not going to let us, He's not going to abandon us. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. So it's very important that we continue to keep our mind set on God and not complaining, but taking stock of God's blessings, because there's so many things that He's done in our lives. We have salvation through Him. He's given us food to eat. He's health. We're able to walk around. We're able to live in America. If you happen to be, you know, listening to this in America, maybe you're not, but those of us in the States, you know, we're very blessed. In whatever country you may happen to be from, too, I believe that you're blessed to live where you are too. We have health. We have eternal life. We have a family. All the things that we have, just be mindful to be thankful of, and not be of a complaining heart. The more we complain, it hurts us to complain. It hurts our spirits. It hurts our minds and our souls. But if we're thankful, for all that God has given to us, even in the midst of this pandemic thing, even in the midst of this, if we're thankful, we are so blessed, and we will rise above this. You just got to believe that, okay? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, Romans 12:2. So as we renew our minds, we're going to not be conformed to the world, but we're going to renew our minds and think on a higher plane. I'm not saying we're not going to, you know, be of this. What's that old saying? No, you're so earthly or heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. That's what it is. And I'm not saying we should be like that. We should, you know, say, you know, la di da di da, everything's wonderful, and, you know, not even be concerned about stuff that's going on. Of course, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that as we seek God above all things, put Him first in our lives, all these other things will be added unto us. And as we continue to renew our minds and think on the promises of God and draw closer to Him, we will prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. In Proverbs 23, it says, but for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. In other words, where the mind goes, the man follows. So what's in your heart, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak it. and you're kind of going to go in the direction. So if we're of a complaining attitude and we're constantly looking at the negative, our mind and our words are going to cause us to walk in that direction. However, if we're of the mind of being thankful, and that's what comes out of our mouth, we're going to go in that direction, and we're going to walk in the blessings of God. I hope this makes sense to you. Set your mind on things above and not on the things of earth, Colossians 3:2. Again, we don't ignore everything that's happening on earth, but our main focus is on things of above, not on things of the earth. What do you mean by that, David? Am I just supposed to pretend like I don't need money? Am I supposed to pretend like I don't need food, that I don't need a job? No. I'm not saying that at all. It's just that we put God first in our lives. That's where our mind is set. And all these other things are going to take care of themselves. I'm going to end this today. It's going to be kind of a short one. Well, no, I guess it's not. Almost 11 minutes. Oh, well. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I'm going to read that one again, John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly, John 10:10. The Lord is telling, Jesus says right there, and he said it to his disciples, that the reason he came is that we would have life and have it more abundantly. And you know what? I believe that he wasn't just talking about eternal life, although yes, he was, but he's also talking about abundant life in this lifetime right now where you and I live. But the thief, the enemy, he comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus has come that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Do you believe that? I hope you do. God has a plan. It's a good plan. Are you in? I hope so. God bless you. We'll catch you on the next one.